President Bush briefly spoke about Iraq today while giving his third speech of the week on 9/11. Speaking to a friendly crowd in Atlanta, the president vowed to maintain the U.S. presence there.
We will stay, we will fight, and we will win in Iraq.
Most of the president's remarks were a detailed history of what the government has done to respond to 9/11. The president again called on Congress to approve his anti-terror programs on his terms. NPR's David Green has this report about the president's speeches and the larger White House strategy for the November elections.
It's a campaign model that worked for President Bush and Republicans in 2002 and in 2004. Make sure the shadow of 9/11 covers everything in the weeks before the election. In 2002, Mr. Bush was using the 9/11 anniversary as a backdrop as he warned Americans the regime in Iraq was developing dangerous weapons.
And if an emboldened regime were to supply these weapons to terrorist allies, then the attacks of September the 11th would be a prelude to far greater horrors.
As he delivered that message, President Bush had an approval rating above 60%. That fall's Republican campaigns around the country portrayed Democrats as weak on terrorism. Senator Max Cleland of Georgia, a decorated Vietnam veteran and triple amputee, was attacked in TV ads featuring pictures of Osama bin Laden.
He says he supports President Bush at every opportunity, but that's not the truth. Since July, Max Cleland has voted against the president's vital homeland security efforts 11 times.
It was a harsh but successful strategy. Cleland was among several Democrats who lost and surrendered control of the Senate to the Republicans. 2 years later, Mr. Bush campaigned for re-election with an approval rating just under 50%, and the war in Iraq had grown less popular. But the president and his team constantly reminded voters about 9/11, leading Democrat John Edwards to lash out at Dick Cheney in a televised debate.
There is no connection between the attacks of September 11th and Saddam Hussein. The 9/11 Commission has said it. Your own Secretary of State has said it. And you've gone around the country suggesting that there is some connection. There's not.
Nonetheless, national security ranked high among the reasons voters gave for returning the president to office that November. And now we're in 2006, another 9/11 anniversary, another election. The war in Iraq is substantially less popular, and Mr. Bush's poll numbers have been mostly below 40% for months. And once again, the president has brought 9/11 into focus. After years of holding top al-Qaeda suspects in secret CIA prisons, this week Mr. Bush announced that they needed to be put on trial as soon as possible. And today in Atlanta, he again warned Congress not to stand in the way of justice for people such as Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the alleged planner of 9/11.
I authorized his transfer to Guantanamo Bay. And the sooner the Congress authorizes the military commissions I have called for, the sooner Khalid Sheikh Mohammed will receive the justice he deserves.
The president's proposed rules for trying these detainees are essentially the same rules rejected in June by the Supreme Court. But the White House is betting the public will be more concerned with bringing these detainees to justice now, and that Congress will follow suit or wish it had.
The president is trying to use the visibility of his office to control what's on the voters' minds as we approach the elections.
David Rohde, a political scientist at Duke University, says the strategy was less potent in 2004 than it was in 2002 and maybe weaker still this year. But Republicans have another reason for returning to 9/11.
They have no other strategy available to them. They're not going to be able to change people's mind on whether the economy's in good shape. They're not going to be able to change people's mind that the administration ought to do something about gas prices. They're not going to change people's minds about whether Iraq is going well. And so this is going to be their strategy because it's all they've got.
All the same, in recent history, it's been all they needed. David Green, NPR News, Washington.